Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, tonight, Yankees didn't waste any time. Completely ambush Kyle Gibson. Season debut for Baltimore, the veteran righty. They ambushed him in a big-time way. Here's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game to start.
Got a lot of 30-game starts. Seasons under his belt. High drive, deep right field. He got all of this one. It might hit the warehouse. Long gone on the Utah streak. Home run for Trent Grisham. It's 1-0 Yankees. And right now, out of the box.
And now Trent Grisham gets his name out on the walkway out there on Utah Street. A lot of left-handers have a little plaque out there.
First pitch from Gibson. That one's hit to right field. Hit well. Going back to right field to Laureano. Look it up. Goodbye. It's 2-0 Yankees. Aaron Judge with home run number 9. RBI number 29. And what a start for the big man and the Yankees this evening. Gibson deals. Pitch swing on line drive right field. Laureano going back. He's looking up. That's good. Oh, baby. Ben Rice line drive home run. Just above the scoreboard in right field. It's 3-0 Yankees. Hey now.
Three homers on five pitches, and we'd say, we've never seen this before. But we have, reminiscent of the second game of the season. Three homers on three pitches against Nestor Cortez. That was a month ago today. And those three homers to start the night are Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. And you'll have a chance to win four Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. For the Yanks, first time in Major League history, you lead off the game with back-to-back home run. Well, not back-to-back. Back-to-back-to-back home runs twice in the same season. And we're thinking season, sample size. Yankees did it in a month. And for Grisham, it was his third leadoff homer of the year and his second in 3 days, no less. Judge, his 9th homer a month into the season. And Ben Rice, number 7. Paul Goldschmidt did follow, grounding to short, but that didn't mean that the damage was going to be done in the first inning. Cody Bellinger was next, and here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
Here's a high fly ball right field. That one is going to giddy up and get out of here. 4-0 Yankees on four home runs in the first five men. Belly with a home run. His third, RBI number 14.
The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience all new fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. Four home runs on 12 Kyle Gibson pitches. When you dream of a start of a game, you don't even draw that up. But the story of the inning wasn't completely written after that Bellinger home run. Jazz Chisholm, due up next, clearly aggravated. His right side reached for it as he stepped in. He was stretching out, decided to stay in the game for the moment, doubled down the right field line, and went to third as Ramon Laureano out of right mishandled it. Sliding into third, though, Jazz with discomfort, clear discomfort, and came out for a pinch runner, Oswald Peraza. They called it that right flank discomfort. Officially, it's an oblique issue, and Jazz telling Susan and reporters in the Yankee clubhouse that he is not as concerned as everybody else, but obliques can always be a trick. You were just getting that from Susan out of the Yankee clubhouse. The Jazz exited the game for the pinch runner, Oswald Peraza. Anthony Volpe, one out, Peraza off third, already four runs in.
Here's a breaking ball hit down the third baseline, down into left field, into the corner. Peraza scores. Volpe on his horse. He's digging for second, and he'll cruise in with a double. The Yankees need a single for the cycle in this inning.
So the Yanks with four homers, five batters in against Gibson, and then back-to-back doubles. And Dave mentioning the single for the cycle, that's because initially that Jazz double on E9, it was scored a triple. So we thought the Yankees were going to have a team cycle at that point. Wells grounded to short. Volpe advanced to third. And Oswaldo Cabrera with two out and Volpe off third. Ninth batter to the plate in the inning. Cabrera bounced one back to Gibson, who scampered to his right off the mound to grab it. Lost his footing and bounced a throw. Cabrera, infield single. Volpe home. 5-0 Yanks in an eye blink. And Jazz had initially been scored a triple, so it missed out on that team cycle, but you'll take five runs on seven hits and four home runs in the first inning alone. More than enough support tonight for the red-hot Carlos Rodon. End of this start, 13 innings, no earned runs over his last two, and six up, six down to start the night, bookended by strikeouts. He fanned Mullins on the fastball to start the game, Urias to end the second on the sweeper. And Rodon was backed up even further by his boys, as he would say, back in the dugout. Top of the second, Ben Rice, who completed a back-to-back-to-back in the first inning. Good to get greedy.
Here's the 1-1 to Rice. Breaking ball swing on high drive, right field, and kiss that baby goodbye.
Oh,
wow! Kept it fair, too. Man, that's a shooting gallery here in Baltimore. 6-0 Yankees. Ben Rice, second home run today, eighth for the season.
Rodon, after that Ben Rice, two home runs in two innings for Ben Rice, who has been nothing short of phenomenal. Rodon made it 9-0, 9-0, a couple of strikeouts to start the third. And at that stage, three strikeouts in a row for Rodon, sizzling tonight. Entering the fourth, 6-0 Yankee lead. Only Yankee starters without a hit in the fourth inning. In the fourth inning, Paul Goldschmidt and Austin Wells. Time to change that. With two out and nobody on, well, Gibson had finally settled in. He'd retired seven in a row and nine of his last 10 outside of the Rice homer. Well, Gibson hadn't settled in. Judge walked 21 straight games with two or more times on base for the captain. Just incredible. Rice followed with his third hit in four innings, and no surprise, it was smoked to right field for Rice, and that set up Paul Goldschmidt looking to join the fun.
Here's 1-2 to Goldie. Swung on, hit up the middle, base hit. He does get some of it. Here comes Judge rounding third. Here's Mullins. He'll throw to the cutoff man. Henderson, RBI single, Paul Goldschmidt, 7-0 Yankees in the fourth.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a 2025 Yankee hit barrage without Goldie, right? That extended the lead to 7-0 in the fourth. And with two on, one out, Bellinger worked a walk, loaded the bases for Oswald Peraza, who had come on for Jazz, again out with that right flank discomfort. And right now they're calling it an oblique situation for Jazz, who will undergo some further testing. He's not too concerned about it, but Peraza in the game at second base with the bases loaded. And in his second AB, who said he couldn't join the party.
Here's 1-0 with the bases loaded. The pitch swung on, base hit center field. The parade continues. Here's Rice scoring. Goldschmidt, he comes around. He scores. It's 9-0 Yankees. Two RBIs for Peraza.
Nine runs on 11 hits through four innings for the Yankees. What a response. A Peraza hit finally knocked Gibson out of the game. Orioles pitching on in such bad shape that Brandon Hyde had to make Gibson wear one for a while, or at least try to sneak him through those four innings despite a disastrous night. And bottom four, Rodon working on 9-0, 9-0. Now second time through the order. Didn't matter. He locked up Cedric Mullins on a slider. Of his last five batters faced that point of the game, four strikeouts for Rodon. And then he snared a comebacker from Rutschman and got Henderson to fly to left. 12 in a row to start the night for Carlos Rodon. Fifth inning, already 9-0 Yankees. Now facing former Yankee Matt Bowman, the righty for a full inning. One out single, Oswaldo Cabrera. Already Cabrera's second hit out of the ninth spot. He's been so good down there. And Grisham struck out looking, but Judge walked. Rice then hit by a pitch. Back of that front knee, Rice limping it off. He was okay to stay on. Loaded the bases for Paul Goldschmidt. And an inning prior, Goldschmidt hadn't joined the fun yet. Well, an RBI single in the fourth and in the fifth with the bases full.
Here comes a 2-2 pitch to Goldschmidt. Swing on, line drive, left field, base hit. Cabrera scores. Judge will hold at third. It's a 10-0 Yankee lead here in the fifth. Another RBI for Goldschmidt. Great two-strike hitting. His second RBI tonight.
Yeah, station to station, and a 10 spot for the Yanks in the fifth inning. Bases still loaded and on a feel-good night. How about a Bellinger breakout?
Hit hard, right field. That will get down. Everybody runs. Judge scores. Here comes Rice. He scores. Sliding in a second with a double is Cody Bellinger. Two more runs on the board. The Yankees are playing the dozens here in Baltimore. It's 12-0 New York.
And Bellinger, this has been going on for a few days. A really welcome sight. Even though he struck out to end the game last night with the homer, two walks, a two-run double tonight. Since the start of the Toronto series on Friday, Bellinger is 6-for-18. That's .333. A homer, three doubles, and five walks, a major key as well. 12-0 Yankee lead after the Bellinger two-run two-bagger. It knocked Bowman out of the game and forced a struggling Charlie Morton. Now working out of the O's bullpen, it forced him into the game. And by the way, Rodon still cruising. Bottom five made it 15 up, 15 down in the fifth. Started with his sixth strikeout. He fooled Mountcastle on a changeup. And then always the case when something special is possibly brewing, a little help from a friend.
2-2. Pitch to Laureano. Right-hand hitter. Swung on and hit to the shortstop. Volpe dives. He gets up. He throws. He got him. What a play by Anthony Volpe. Beautiful.
There's always one. You know that things are getting a little bit heated here when there's a play like that. And an infielder does not want to be the guy who makes a mistake when a guy is throwing a no-hitter.
The defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. Rodon induced a Ramon Urias grounder to second after that. Five, perfect. And had it kept going after that, we would have looked back at that play much more. It was a dazzler. It was a five-star play at short by Anthony Volpe. But the perfection, the no-hitter, everything was broken up in the sixth inning. Full count walk by Emmanuel Rivera. Jorge Mateo immediately followed with a double to right. So no perfect game or no-hitter, but you gladly take a third straight dominant performance from Carlos Rodon. And with second and third, no out in the sixth inning, a pretty good escape, actually. Dylan Carlson grounded to third to break up the shutout. But even with a 12-1 lead and a runner at third, one out, Rodon popped up Mullins and struck out Maverick Hanley, the rookie catcher, who'd come on from Rutschman, and he blew 97 by him, completely buried him to end that frame. And Rodon ended up leaving the game with a 13-2 lead because the Yankees played at another top of the seventh. Bases loaded, two out. Gunnar Henderson, sloppy night for the O's. He booted a Volpe routine liner right at him, and that allowed another Yankee run to score. Rodon finished six-plus innings, two-hit, two-run ball, because Gunnar Henderson leadoff shot in the seventh. That ended Rodon's day, but superb work for a third straight start. One walk, seven strikeouts, six innings of two-run ball. And Rodon, not too fast, leads the AL in strikeouts with 52. Don't look away. He's leading the AL in strikeouts. He's got a whip below one. He's holding opponents to a 150 batting average. That's also best in the league. So it has been just a couple of mistakes in his early season. Yeah, the last three outings mostly spotless, but the first few, He looked dominant and then just made those couple of mistakes. These numbers are eye-popping for Carlos Rodon, doing exactly what the Yankees want him to do. Eighth inning against a lefty, C.N.L. Perez, fourth Baltimore pitcher. Another Orioles error on a potential routine double play grounder by Grisham. Holiday couldn't handle it at second, got away from him in a shallow right, and it set up Pablo Reyes. He cued an RBI single to right. And that type of night where everyone was getting involved. Ninth inning, 14-2 Yanks. Brian Baker, the righty in for the O's, and Austin Wells. We talk Reyes getting involved. We talk Peraza getting involved. Austin Wells, a starter tonight, 0-for-5, couple of Ks. Yankees would have gladly taken this victory, and Wells would have taken it even at 0-for-5, but he didn't just get a base hit. He did this in the ninth inning.
Here's the 3-2 pitch. Wells swung on a drive deep to left center field. He may be on the board with a base hit tonight. In fact, it's a home run! Austin Wells! With a home run to make it 15-2 Yankees, and every starter has got a base knock tonight.
Amazing. Yankees, only two innings they didn't score tonight. Five in the first, one in the second, three in the fourth, three in the fifth. and one apiece in the 7th, 8th, and 9th, polished off by Austin Wells going with that beautiful lefty stroke to left center field opposite way for his 5th homer of the year and the 6th Yankee home run tonight in a 15-run barrage in Baltimore. Yankees are 18-12 at the 30-game mark of the season. Anything you may have missed from this jam-packed highlight section, we have Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN. Coming up, we